Hey friends, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of See You Next Tuesday podcast. Today we're sitting down with Jewel, an inspiring single mother to three who caught curveballs life threw her way and used that to propel her into a new business that not only supports her, but also gives her the opportunity to support others through wealth and wellness. Thanks for joining.
Hello, LJ. How are you?
Good. How are you? Years.
Welcome, Jewel, mother to three, currently shifting from the corporate world to the entrepreneurial and financial world.
Yes.
Lots of life changes happening, and you're still doing it with a smile and positive attitude. I only say that because if you're open to talking about it, lots of shifts have happened. And kind of how it all began. what was the flame to kicking it all off?
I feel like I've had a lot of little sparks through the last, like, maybe like 6 or so years. Like, I've been in corporate for so long. I was like a stylist and like that industry, and then ended up in some kind of corporate, you know, and then and it was just weird, like really a few years ago, before I even had my third, was already a shift, you know. I started to get a little more entrepreneurial, and there was something that was just like, okay, no, this isn't for me. Like, I was getting to where, like, hitting my goals to where I wanted to be in my career on the fashion side. And the closer I got to it, the more disconnected I felt. But there were still a lot of aspects about it that, you know, I really enjoyed and connected with. One of it was the business side. But, you know, when you're in arts for so long, you don't really know yet, like, what you can even contribute to any other, you know, anything else. I had a few businesses, right? Like, you know, had Eddie and Roll, was one of my babies. And I learned so much from that, where I that was the first time I really got to use both my creative and entrepreneurial and that business side, and challenged myself in both ways, especially like the operations. I didn't realize how operational and systematic I was until I got into that, because that's where I really, like, you know, gravitated more towards. And then, you know, as my careers were shifting and my mindset, it did affect my marriage in a sense where, you know, we're not aligned in that way. One of the things too was, you know, when I was thinking of a new career, was it had to be balanced with my family. I had two kids and a dog, they're in school, and just a lot of juggling around. So I really didn't know what I was going to do to try to, like, accommodate everyone, but that was my sole intention. Whatever it is that I get into had to work around, you know, what my new life and lifestyle was. And so when it didn't work out, I decided to just go our separate ways. It got pretty rough.
Having your third at that, around that time also.
So I left with the two kids and the dog. Side note, the dog passed away like within like a week. Like, it's just, I think, the stress, because there was nothing wrong with her. She had no medical thing, but like
crazy.
But for me, I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Where am I gonna go with two kids and a dog? And she sadly passed. She was older already though, so she was kind of getting up there. And one of the things that I think it was my mom who told me, she's like, you know, when a pet passes, they're either saving someone's life or they're making room for someone new in your life. And a month and a half or so later, I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I don't know that you didn't
after know. You left.
Yeah. After I left.
I mean,
yeah. Life happens, though. I mean,
yes. You know, I was like knocked up at 40 or 39.
40 is the new 25. I'm just saying.
Yes, right? It totally, and oh my gosh. And like, honestly, I probably freaked out for like a good 2 minutes when I found out. But after that, I was like, okay. I wanted 3 kids anyways. If this is how it's going to go down, then this is how it's going. And yeah, I went for it and I didn't go back. Just kind of, you know, work through trying to do it all on my own. He also didn't make it very easy either. So it was like, it was just a lot, but I really, my conviction was so strong to do this on my own, that whatever I was hit with, I was just like, I was like a tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, it was really hard, obviously, to just health-wise, like I was so worried. Did you know that when you're pregnant over 35, they call it geriatric pregnancy? Yes. That is so offensive.
I had to go for like more testing and more appointments because basically you're a senior citizen.
I was like, why the Handmaid's Tale, they start at like 15 because that's your ripe age.
Right? Like they should move that age over a little, you know?
I laughed all the time when I saw the doctors. I'm like, senior like, citizen coming in for the appointment.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? So yeah, I got the gestation on, so I had to do more and more testing. It wasn't that bad, but you know, they made me come in more often and I was like, what can I do to like, you know, make it better? And they're like, well, with geriatric pregnancy, it's just how it is. I was like, excuse me? Like, I was so offended by that.
Yes.
So I was, yeah. So, you know, that freaked me out even more. So they freak you out with all the health, you know, risks and everything. So that already, you know, it just kind of stressed me out. And then one of the other things too, when I was kind of getting my, what do you call it? You know, my bearings was, okay, I'm going in this on my own. I'm going into mat leave. I don't really have like a stable job. Oh, and I actually just got a job. I just got a job in doing events with the company. And I literally had to tell them like within like 4 months or so of starting that I was pregnant.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so I got a new job and I was like, yeah, I was kind of going into this, but I was like, crap, I'm going to go into mat leave. I left my marriage like in debt and in, like on my own, like I'm making like the job that I took to work-life balance was a huge pay cut. It was like almost half my pay cut. So I'm leaving my life with like a half, like making half my paycheck. My household income alone is already half that. And then half, like it's a quarter, I'm making a quarter. So, and then on top of that, we were in debt when I left. It was just like a really bad scene. And I just needed to get myself financially stable in of sort. And so first I went to the bank and they're like, oh, you need a loan. You need a loan. You need cards. You need this. I was like, no, but I need to start also like saving on other things, or I want to be able to, you know, like, how do I make sure I cover all my assets and like, you know, separate it? And like, how can I, you know, I had like so many questions, but they couldn't really answer everything. And it was really hard to get, like, I felt like they were like holding off on info for me. And so I went to my accountant, cause she was also kind of helping me with like filing my taxes, like separately for the first time. So I asked her a bunch of questions and sure enough, she was in finance as well. Like she had financial services as part of her thing. And she set me up and we sat down and did this full financial plan that was pretty much like, it was like a strategy to try to just get me back up and running. Obviously debt was one of them. And then just making funds was another, like kind of like how to navigate, you know, budgeting while I'm on mat leave. And then as I transition back to work, you know, with that, and then as well, you know, getting all my assets set up and then building from that. And it was literally like a 2-year strategy plan that I had to follow. And I stuck to it, took a little discipline, but, you know, I really wanted to get out of my rut and then into something, you know, building into something bigger, because it was just on me now for my kids, 3 kids. From there, I started to see it all happen and like, you know, go from there. And I just kind of started to talk about it with like family and that kind of thing. And I wanted to learn more. I just started to geek out about this stuff, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this works. Yeah. and like, I was like, okay, I want to learn this, I want to learn that. And there's a lot of education that, that, you know, she's also like a financial educator. So it really just made me want to learn more. And from that, I was like, oh my gosh, like that entrepreneurial side just kind of kicked in for me. And, you know, while I was on mat leave, you know, I just started to do more education and started to think of a side hustle as I was going back to work and how I was going to incorporate it. So I started doing this, you know, as a financial educator, as a side thing, and just learning more, wanting to get my licenses and certificates in place. And, you know, one of the things that I had set up with was, you know, savings. Like one of the big things that, you know, really helped me was that I stuck to was savings, was an emergency fund. And so I stuck it out, had a really good solid emergency fund. When just earlier this year, my company was moving positions around and they were shifting, and I just wasn't fitting right because events wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. For a while, I helped out in the project coordinating side, and it just, the 9-to-5 just didn't sit well with me. I realized I've never done 9-to-5. Like I've always done so many things, you know, in different ways, and had all of my careers were all around, all over the clock, that, you know, I was like, hey, let's try this 9-to-5 thing. And it just didn't work. Like I wasn't happy, and it wasn't really like, I wasn't connecting with it, although I was doing well in it. So we just kind of agreed to just kind of go our separate ways. They let me go, but I already kind of knew it was all coming. And so when that happened, it was still a surprise and like a blow, like that, oh my gosh, like we couldn't do anything about this. But same thing, that lasted like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh crap, like I forgot I have this like business, like all of a sudden it all kicked in. And just because of the foundation that I had from what I learned, I was able to afford the risk to take on a full-time business and not even needing, you know, a spouse or support, like that kind of thing. And I was like, okay, I've got like, you know, a good, like, you know, 6 months to get this going, and just getting out there and just talking about it. And that's all I'm doing, is just like talking about it and sharing this, like sharing my experience and just helping who I can. And in the same way that I was helped. And it's just, it's been so much more gratifying. And it's almost like everything that I had been through over the last like decade almost kind of set me up for this. Like, you know, the business side of, you know, even just working in corporate because it's such a structured industry as well and regulated, but then also like the flexibility of like events and just meeting people and just being able to sit and talk to people. And then of course, helping people. I mean, even when I was doing Eddie and Roll, like it was all about enriching moms' lives and making things simple for them. And, you know, and then the fashion side, just kind of doing everything with style, like it just all just kind of ties it together. I'm not going to be the, although I do own a navy blazer now, but like, I just don't want to be that, like, you know, stereotypical, like finance, you know, whatever, I'm going to do it in my own way with my own twist of things. But ultimately, in the end, it's to be able to simplify it for people so that anybody and everybody can understand and incorporate it in their own regular lives. It kind of was pretty good timing as well to do something like this because of what's going on out there. Inflation is like the word of the year. No one even knew what that word meant until now.
On inflation.
Right? Like, it's like the last decade of inflation in like the last 6 months. Like, you know, it's just such a big thing. And, you know, and then as well with COVID, you know, a lot of people relying on, you know, government assistance and CERB and those kind of things, they're gaining awareness of what, you know, the government can provide or what tax, like how taxes are actually hitting us. So we educate on saving on taxes and, you know, navigating and beating inflation. So just that alone is like a topic on its own. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been so much more gratifying to be able to help people at this time. Yeah. So here I am.
That's awesome. What a crazy story.
I know.
But like,
you're just nodding her head. Like,
I know. And it's awesome. It's just awesome to see. And that the foundation of it, still like with everything going on, everything you're learning, everything you're starting, it's like supporting people, helping people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the first, it's kind of looking back. Yeah. That's really how it all really started for me too. Like I know when I was lucky enough to have my parents here and, you know, they really supported me in more ways than like, not even financially, it's like just with the kids and like I asked my mom to marry me all the time.
Kids, you know how your kids always were like, I'm gonna marry my mom.
You're the best one. You know, just like just her nature, she's just such a you know, motherly mother, right? So you know, it was just such a comforting thing to be able to you know, make it work for us to be able to you know, stay, you know, like support each other in that way. But one of the things for me was like, you know, not every single mom or moms coming out of or women coming out of like toxic relationships or homes had that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even through the years, you know, I always made a point to try to help in like, you know, I worked with was like Dress for Success. Like I did some help with like, I did their merchandising. I mean, I can't help in many other ways, but like I worked with, you know, them to help them, you know, get their shop set up. This is all pre-COVID, but and then as well, just like contributing, it's funny, like in my office, you know, they have people that come in and they like, you know, solicit, like they give donuts for like charity or like whatever. And one of the ones that came was like the Surrey Women's Center. And they came to like, oh, we're seeing if like anyone can donate and whatever. And like, everyone at my office is like, oh, this is a scam. But then I looked into it and it was like a real, like, really like what that's what they do is they help women that come out of toxic homes and relationships, and they provide like shelters and counseling and like, you know, and like all those things. And so I'm like, sure, I can only afford $5, you know, right now. But like, and then so for like the last, you know, 6 or so years, I've been helping and like just contributing. And so now I'm kind of just working on, you know, maybe doing some education there to help women, you know, get back on their feet, because it is, it's kind of one of those things. I always grew up like, oh, you know, talk about money. It's like such a, such a hush hush thing. Right. Yeah. Or it's been a stressful kind of thing, or, you know, you don't really like, you don't want to have that, like, what do you call it? That stigma that like, oh, because you focus on money, you must be a flashy, like materialistic person. Mm-hmm. But it is a kind of sad, but a reality that, you know, money is just what we need to live, right? Mm-hmm. And like, there's so many things about all the stressors that I had in the last few years. Money was the last thing I wanted to stress out about. But the only way to get that was to actually get my finances straightened out. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, you know, we're going to go through a lot of things in life. But if we don't have that foundation or that, you know, good financial foundation, that's just going to be added stress. You know, there's life itself has so much going on that like hits us, like separate from that. So for a lot of people that, you know, aren't set up with it, or that are already in like, you know, crazy, you know, money problems, or don't know how to navigate around those kind of things, it's just unnecessary addition to stress in life, you mm-hmm. know, and it makes it even harder to deal with just the regular day-to-day stuff. So if we can help people to just kind of be aware and just have some regular fundamentals, mm-hmm. then it could already alleviate so much to be able to get them to focus on, you know, their other goals and personal things and navigate through other stressors mm-hmm. in life. So that's my contribution to wellness, basically.
It's a huge contribution, because money is honestly a huge, huge stressor, right? Like, it's probably what will cause anxiety, cause unfortunately some suicide. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's just something that really can take someone down.
And mentally. It's like, it's the top three of why relationships end also.
Yes, that becomes pretty much, it's one of the top three, if not the number one cause of marriage breakdown. It is also like, you know, I find like clients that I do, couples I help, it's funny because, you know, one of the things that we emphasize, it's, I almost feel like it's therapy for them, because that's how it is. Like, even in my marriage, like, you and growing up, like, my parents never talked about, you know, finances, or it was an argument. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, you know, one of the things we really emphasize on, you know, it's before you guys can even talk about it, it's really about your relationship with money. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is that a stressor for you? Is that something that you grew up thinking that it's like something you don't want to talk about, or that it's going to cause a strain in a relationship? And that's why you're like bringing it to your own relationship like that. It really starts with that. And, you know, when you can, and the only way to really get around that is your confidence in knowing how to handle those kinds of things in your own finances. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really starts with your relationship with money, we say.
Yeah.
I love, yeah, it's true. I love that.
Yeah. Cause we can't fix anything. We can, you know, you can have, and even if you have a lot of money, you know, or not, it's just like, you know, sometimes, you know, your relationship with money is what's going to cause it to go fast. Like, you know, spend how you spend it, you know, is pretty much also a connection with it. So yeah, that's,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So if people want to see you or talk to you or get advice from you, does it cost them a lot of money to book with you?
Yeah,
it actually doesn't cost anything. So our education is complimentary. So what we do is we just, you know, we start off by just, you know, sitting with them, sharing the education piece. And then if there's anything in their, you know, in their situation that they want to learn more about, then we would sit and we would see how we can incorporate, you know, what they learned in their own, you know, in their own circumstances. Mm-hmm. And then we do some goal setting. It really starts with that. Are you trying to buy a house? When do you want to retire? How much do you want to have when you retire? You know, we really start with goal setting. And then from there, so I'm a broker. And so I have the ability to be able to work with different investment groups and different companies and banks, like so TD and like, you know, a lot of the big banks out there. And so if there's anything that I can help my clients with to get them set up and get their, you know, to get all of the different areas of their finances set up, then I have the options for them to be able to, you know, set them up with, you know, what they need to achieve their goals. And then we stay connected, you know, between me and my clients. It's not just a one-time thing. Like you go to the bank, you get what you need, TFSA and RSP and, you know, and your account set up. And then that's it. With me, you know, this is really a long-term thing. Like I'll help you see through it so that you reach your goals. Like we're going to sit every year and we're going to, you know, 6 months to a year, we're going to check in, make sure that you're on track with everything, and then go from there. And then if life happens and you need to shift things, or, you know, you have to go on mat leave and you need to like save a little less, or you get, you know, a promotion and you have more to work with, we'll see where we can, you know, get you to start saving more. All these different areas, you know, we'll be working through together, and it's going to be pretty much, you know, not just your relationship with money, but with me too, you know, through the years. But definitely my services are complimentary.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you
How
do you make money?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you make money?
Through my contracts with the companies. So like a brokerage, you know, like how a mortgage broker, whatever rates, so the client doesn't pay you, right? Or the mortgage broker, whatever your client decides to go with, that's who. So I would have a contract with the company that the clients decide to go with.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't come out of the client's pocket as well. So if they want to save certain amount, if they save $100, that full $100 goes to them. Like that's their full savings. That a cut of that doesn't go to me. It's strictly like a bonus that the company would.
Wow.
I would work out with.
Because LJ and I have always asked our guests, you know, kind of like, how much do you pay yourself? How do you make money if you have your own business? Because obviously you have a lot of expenses. How do you get paid, or when do you get paid? Or if you're not being paid, like we spoke with a makeup artist she was telling us when she first started out, she would just take free gigs. And then other people are always like, don't always do things for free, because then that becomes the energy that you're putting out.
So it really depends on, I guess, per person.
I know, like, yeah. And then with Eddie and Roll, it's like, how much free stuff do you give out, or how much marketing, like giveaways? And, you know, like, I think that's what alleviates that with how I'm able to do it, because the education is automatically free, right? It's complimentary. We could charge for it. You know, maybe like some events, like we'll do like, cause we do like workshops and that kind of thing. It's generally complimentary, but sometimes if it's a bigger event that's like, we're collaborating with other people, we may do like a donation or a fee to, like, you know, to a charity that we want, or something that like we may be partnering, but in general, like my services itself is essentially free. Yeah. And yeah, I don't really have to worry about that. Cause if I sit with them and, you know, we come up with a strategy and I really help them with their goals, as long as they're making money, I'm making money. That's pretty much how this this industry, I guess, the way I'm in it, works. So I never have to worry about charging anything. And I don't ever have to make them feel like they have to owe me anything for any more that I do for them. So I know it's kind of a weird thing, like not as well, like I'm like, oh, you know, like, because of the amount of time, especially that I spend with them.
Yeah.
But no, ultimately in the end, you know, anybody that I can help, I'm just happy to help anyways. So I it just starts with that. And it keeps me grounded in that as well, that, you know, I'm just here to help. And then whatever comes or whatever, you know, comes up that they need, then I'm just happy to be able to even provide that for them. And then I get the bonus from that. That's where I kind of get it from.
Do you do small businesses as well, or just?
We do. Actually, we do. We do corporate and personal. Yeah, we do. And I work with a team of people. So, you know, although we're still all individual entrepreneurs, we work as a team as well. So lots of women in my team, like I think I've got to say, like probably over 80% of the women in my office of the agents in my office are women. And so, you know, we do women in finance events, women wellness and wealth and wellness event. Like we love to do all these different, cause we're all kind of on the same page. We each have our own stories as well. Mm-hmm. But even the guys, that are there as well, we just all work really well together, and we all come from different backgrounds. So different business backgrounds, different corporate backgrounds as well, that, you know, we really help each other out, especially when it comes to strategizing, you know, with our clients, because, you know, some of our clients come from those similar backgrounds. So I never feel like I got to figure this all out on my own. So we were able to work together to make, you know, the right, you know, move for the clients as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, doing events with you guys, you know, I mean, especially, I got a lot of girls that would love to be able to like talk. We can talk for days about this. Yeah.
Well, it's so interesting, especially I think I can't speak for other cultures, but yeah, Filipino cultures, like we don't talk about money.
No.
And then, right? Like as women, we don't, like, it's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like you reach a certain point in your life where you're like, but I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly. How other people, like, how do other people live? And then, like, you know, me and some of my girlfriends, I mean, I ask Barb all the time about, like, what do you spend on that? How much does this cost? Like, what are you paying monthly on these things? Right. And, like,
yes.
Because I just want to get, like, a grasp on reality. But it's just so interesting. Like,
it is. And, you know, and especially when you start having your own business. So I can imagine with you guys now, like, because you're starting to navigate things, like everything revolves around how much you're getting paid and how much things cost, like so much to calculate.
Yeah.
That's kind of what catapulted a lot of this as well, was like when I was trying to figure out how to manage my business. It was really, that's where the number crunching and all that started. And how does that play to my personal, finances? So yeah, it's definitely something that, like, I thought I relied on my ex on that. Like I thought, like, you know, he knew, I just naturally thought he knew more about it. But once I started to ask more questions, and he wasn't really, he was like, oh, just ask the bank, just ask me. I'm like, no, there's something more. Like they're not telling me everything. Mm-hmm. It really, I had to like really have the balls. I like had to grab my balls to like get out there and just explore it and drill, like, you know, and just drill the banks and ask them.
Yes.
Because it wasn't something I was going to get just from asking family or, you know, even friends. It really was, I had to dig for that information for sure. So, and that's the other thing, I had to dig for that and like took years to even get there, and like arguments and like, you know, a lot of you know, headbutting in my marriage, to even just like push for something more and something to know more, that I don't want that for anyone else. Like, I want to be available for everyone so they don't have to go through that stress, because this isn't stuff you can just Google. Yeah. Like, and like, I know I'm seeing a lot like on TikTok and like, you know, Instagram, like, I don't know, it's just coming up in my feeds now about all these
algorithms,
which is great. Like, it's good that like these conversations are actually like happening, because it wasn't when I was, you know, years back. So it's really good that we're able to, you know, talk more about it now. And I'm glad that I'm, you know, available and set up to be able to also provide that info. And advice to anybody who needs it.
Okay. And for anybody who does want to talk finances or just have a conversation or has a few questions, how does somebody reach you or find you?
Okay. So I set up a new Instagram account.
Yes.
to reach me. It's called, what did I call it? A Real Gem.
Oh, nice.
Then, yeah, but J, because my initials, my actual initial is J-E-M. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm trying to be flashy. Yeah. It's actually nice. My initial.
Like, all ties in nicely.
So it's A Real J-E-M and then like an underscore. I would say DM me there. I'm still kind of getting ways to get me set up, mm-hmm. And have me accessible. But I'd say that would be the first, you know, point to the, just like reach me, and then I'll have all my contacts on there as I get things set up, like a mm-hmm. website and a way to like, yeah, reach me.
That's awesome.
A Real Gem, J-E-M.
I like it. It kind of all ties in together.
Right?
We just want to say thank you. It was so great. Yeah. We love hearing your story, and we love that your foundation is to support people so that they
yes.
don't have to necessarily go through all the years of what you went through, and you can just...
Yes, I'll save you a lot of time and money. I promise that much.
I mean, that's awesome.
And headache.
Yeah, we could all use less of that.
Yes, definitely. There's enough going on out there.
And that's a wrap on another episode. Thanks so much for being here, and thanks so much to Jewel for sharing her story so open and honestly. To get in touch with this mama, head to instagram.com/arealgem_. That's spelled A-R-E-A-L-J-E-M_. And we'll see you next Tuesday.